listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia, hosted by you. Keep it real, take a red pill.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
But you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around our ears.
Listen to me very carefully.
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia. How's it going?
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt, I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose, I refuse to lose.
He's been mentioned as a possible opponent.
I take all comers, I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Dokes is one of the prospects?
All comers, come one, come all, because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
I'm your host, V. And yeah, a little bit of a rough start today, but that always happens when we have extremely important guests. We have Dr. Kelly on the line here with us. I believe she's going to join us for the show. And we also have Rob here joining us, my mainstay co-host. He's going to give us a quick update while we go ahead and make sure our guests are situated. So please, Rob, tell us what's going on with you.
It's been interesting. I don't know if some of y'all are familiar with it, but I was denied entry into Turkey for visa purposes and was told I have to come here to Holland to do my a visa from the Turkish embassy, who then told me yesterday the embassy says I have to do it in a country I have resident in. So it looks like I'm headed over to England now. Thanks for y'all's help so far. I still need some financial support from people, because if I go to England, they're going to want a deposit for rent and for a month and this and that. It's a challenge to try to even find a room to rent right now with the COVID going on. And they're probably going to require me to quarantine myself for 14 days when I get to either the United States or to England. I know England's actively quarantining people. Maybe if I take a COVID test, it'll suffice them enough for me to have enough freedom to do the visa gettings that I need to get from people. That's what's going on with me.
Okay. Well, Rob, the bureaucracy. There's just don't get me started on the damn bureaucracy. I've been going through some of that myself here lately.
It's a right stone crush in these new rules. You know, to tell you have to have a COVID test, but it's only good for 2 days. But it takes you 36 hours to get one sometimes in some places. I don't see how you could book a flight and still be able to take a test and then actually get to your destination in the amount of time allotted to you over a scam. It's definitely biting me right in the tail, this one. So I'm going to be able to tell you all from the inside what goes on. That's for sure. At least it's a quick flight for when they make you wear a mask the entire time. Though I find if you get your Pringles or something, potato chips, snack, you could make it last for hours. If you have food in front of you, you get past the have-to-have-your-mask-on rule.
Wow. Oh, okay. Well, there's a good pro tip right there. Hello, Dr. Kelly.
Yeah, I'm just amazed at all the marathon that you're going through there, Rob. And there, good news, though, on the other end of your flight in London, I want you to look up a Dr. Christopher. He's got two last names, Astill, A-S-T-I-L-L, hyphenated Smith. Christopher Astill Smith. In London, he's a really amazing chiropractic and I think he's an osteopath or like a medical doctor, plus he's got the AK going on. He's right there in London, and his website is epigenetics-international.com. And he's an amazing dude with a bunch of cool stuff, and I hope that if you reach out to him, that he can provide, not just moral support, but maybe a couple other things to help get you through this nonsense.
Yeah, it's nice having a guy on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
well, without further ado, guys, I have a very important guest here with us tonight, a man who's a target individual who has been fighting a good fight much longer than I have, much longer than I think most people have. He's a man who quickly recognized me and spotted me early within my career, a couple months after I started doing radio, just to show you people how intelligent and astute this man is. he actually offered me some help there with his own TV station. Unfortunately, I had to decline at the time because I was being stupid and trying to fix up a life that I couldn't fix. So I wish I had just gone and made the jump. But anyhow, without further ado, we have Wayne Morin Jr. here. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fine, V, and to all the guests out there and all the listeners. I hope you're all having a successful and energetic day. And I know this is more of a right-leaning radio show, so I'm just going to have to go ahead and say, you know, Jesus is King, and the understanding of when you met me, you got to remember, I just basically was getting out of an insane asylum after doing 22 years in that place for calling in a fake bomb threat in 1987. I went out and I got out in 2002, and for the viewers and listeners that known me and that I've sponsored and sent over to do other people's show that use this broadcast station, entity that we're listening on today, I probably sent at least 10 or 20 over to this main broadcast channel. But they know that I started off as, you know, a person that most people that know him basically doesn't have a very high education, but, you know, was a person that lived in the trenches on the streets most of his life, was going to the jails at a very young age, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. You know, I don't know if people, if anybody out there has heard of Jeff Daniels or the members of Rob McConnell, or but the scenario of what I'm trying to basically break down and say to you is that people that once they got to know me, they were like amazed that a person with so little a bit of education, but a person that's, you know, lived on the concrete streets of society, was able to conduct himself in a way that basically was nice to be around him and fun to be around him. But at the same time, it seemed like I was always the person that was getting those cuffs slapped on him and being sent back up. And all the way back to my days in San Francisco in the early 80s and growing up in the 70s. In the 70s, the targeting was started. So, and it was popular back then. Let me tell you, targeting, and Stasi didn't come around just in the 2000s or the 1990s. Anybody that remembers out there, Shaft and any of the Superfly stories back in the days, that's all the type of targeting and gang stalking back then too. So it was back in San Francisco. It's always been in San Francisco. That's one place that has never left since the days of Shanghaiing people from the docks in San Francisco, putting them on a boat and sending them out to chop heads off of fish in the ocean, kidnapping people. It's been something that San Francisco is known for, and especially San Francisco being known for its Dirty Harry movies and the understandings of how those movies speak of the city and how they believe and how they think. It's true. Anyway, enough of me, and to anybody out there, I really appreciate being on with you tonight, and I'll just let you guys get back into what you were talking of, and really don't have anything really prepared, but if there's any questions or any thoughts, or, you know, always feel, when in doubt, ask about. You know, that's one of my sayings, when in doubt, ask about. I have two websites that people can always go to. I don't know if I can get a plug out here. I don't know if that's allowed, so I'll ask before I just go ahead.
Plug away, my friend. Plug away. Okay. Everything
so
you got.
One of them is called Conspiracy Network TV. conspiracynetworktv.com. You just go to Conspiracy Network TV. And the other one is called this Wayne Morin, WayneMorin.com. And that one shows the success stories and the work that I've done inside the while I was advocating and still do advocate to this day for the clients inside the mental state hospitals and the four state hospitals here in California. And the other one, Conspiracy Network TV, talks about the targeting individuals in my book, Razors of Madness, and the evidences and truths of the my life story and how it started off in San Francisco, the Haight-Ashbury, is where I grew up. I grew up in the Haight-Ashbury. And from there, that's, you know, basically you can't get more on mind control and mind control research done from the USF, UCSF right there, and in the Haight-Ashbury. You got to figure that's where all the CIA and all the big programs were being engineered from in San Francisco, where the St. Francis Hospital and UCSF right there in San Francisco. So that's me. And if, you know, if there's ever anybody that wants to email me or Skype, you know, I'm always available on that also. So thank you for having me on tonight, V, and really appreciate it. And, you know, there's a lot of important things that are going on in this world today. There's a lot of exciting things, but at the same time, this president and the people that we have in our powers of government, and I'm not a political person this way or that way. I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. I'm Jesus, you know, Jesus, come quickly, 2020. Make it tonight if you can, you know.
Get out with the rapture.
I don't believe in the rapture. I believe there will be a rapture, but it's after the tribulation, way after the tribulation. So I believe there's a lot of we're in Daniel's 70th week right now. We're at, you know, the peace treaty, the peace accord, and understanding of Kushner making up that peace deal with many. Started Daniel's 70th week, and it basically kicked off a time span of which we're in right now. And all we're waiting for is that first sacrifice, and that sacrifice could happen with the portable altar on the Temple Mount at any time. And now we're in Rosh Hashanah, and we're in Yom Kippur days, and it could happen any minute. The Jews can move it. To have something with Netanyahu being part of the power base of the Shehinarin in Israel, it can happen at any second. They can move that portable altar onto the, and they have moved it before, and there has been a sacrifice on the outside a while back, about a year, with the United Nations, 70 nations there was a sacrifice. So with this happening now, it could happen at any time, and once that first sacrifice happens, then that's it. You know, the whole world is going to go into an entirely different mode. And with Operation Warp Speed coming up, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy, you know. There's could be all sorts of things that are going on up until then. So that's a little about me, you know, and the AI and the technology and the things that they have with Dr. James Gattiani and a lot of the other people that are knowing that these texts have been around for a long, long time, since the 70s and 80s, and have been talking about them. We now are seeing these men that are coming out and describing the technology that we were talking about, that we were placed inside the state hospitals for many years at the time. We're talking about them, you know? So it's just, to me, it's every day is a day that we want to, you know, express and get that gospel message out to all those that are listening, all those who want.
Yes, and Mike, please, if we can skip this commercial break, I would love that, since we got to such a late start in the show. And, you know, I you guys wouldn't believe this, but I watched the movie for the first time today. I watched 12 Monkeys.
Ooh.
With Bruce Willis. The first time. It came out in 1995. I know that was the year I was grounded a lot, so I know I didn't get to see that movie. But today, yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm going to download this movie. I'm going to watch it. Why not? So you talk about people knowing the truth and being hospitalized, a.k.a. locked away, being told you're crazy. You know, we got these plandemics out there being made for control, slipping through the system, slipping through the protocols that we have, and making major outbreaks from these labs where they're engineered. And, you know, all the stuff seemed, I felt kind of like, you know, strange watching 12 Monkeys today. It's like, this stuff is like, it's coming true.
Well,
how do you feel about that, Wayne?
Well, not only how do I feel about it, you do know, and I know you know, that Hollywood works closely with Cheyenne and with Hasbro and with Mossad and CIA to make certain things in every movie down there. Every movie that's being made, there's, you know, some goes to the military, DARPA, some goes to the pharmacology and mental health. And, you know, it's all planned. Everything that they do through their instruments of life, those Hollywood stars, they're basically, some do know about it, some know that they're being used. All of them know that there's a program going on that's out of their hand, but that message that they're giving, it all divvies up to us, like if we're in a meat factory being divided up as different parts. Some people want the limbs, some people want the arteries, some people want the heart and the brains, you know, and they're divvying all that up. That's what's going on, you know. And Hollywood is the great power, is part of the great power, the protocols number 5, you know. So it's all being divvied up right before our eyes, and they've been using it. And that's just the way that we have to look at it, and at the same time, use it to fight the good fight, you know, like what you're doing and like what your other broadcasters are doing. It. You guys are doing the good fight, talking about globalism, talking about how you can, you're in other countries and you're having to wait days and days to fight this COVID, this pandemic, you know? I mean, you know, there's some countries that there's not even 2 cases, 3 and 4 cases.
mean, yeah, exactly. Wayne, you're a good friend of mine. I know you quite well. So I'm going to take a bit of a backseat, and I would like for my 2 co-hosts to sort of get more familiar with you, with anything they have to say. I'm just going to take us to and fro to break. So if my co-hosts would like to engage, please feel free.
This is a short segment, so I'll try to keep this question short. Wayne, what type targeting did they initially do to you that made you aware that something was going on to you that was nefarious, that you were being targeted with electronic weapons?
Well, let me just go ahead and say this. You are going to, your mouth, when after I tell you this, if I was a fly on the wall to be able to watch your mouth after you say this, because you're going to say, now, there's only a few people I ever heard this done. I was actually told by a staff member, and also besides the staff member at the state hospital when I was 13, that I was being followed and monitored. You know, his name was Mike Stanton. He worked at Napa State Hospital. He told me he was a government official. He was back. A lot of the Vietnam vets, when they came back from the service, the military, when they came back from the war, Vietnam, they a lot of them took jobs in state mental hospitals. A lot of them took jobs in state facilities. You know, mental health was a place that they gravitated to because they figured, they wanted something that they would be able to help and fit back into and be in their community and work with. And you know, and you know, they were still, a lot of them that were still, you know, doing a lot of wet work for Uncle Sam at the time here in the United States, because communism was flourishing, and you know, there was the Red Scare that was going on at the time, like it's going on now, but in different colors and shades of red. But the first thing was a staff member that told me, but it wasn't just the staff member, because I was living in at the Inkwell in Lagunitas, which is a famous dipping hole, skinny dipping hole. And I happened to meet a famous person by the name of Dave Quinn. Now, Dave Quinn is actually the same person that the song The Mighty Quinn was wrote about. Now, this is one of the songs he was in the in a Rolling Stones magazine back in the early 70s. There was an article done about the Mighty Quinn, and it talked about him, how he was when he was in Chicago. Dave Quinn was in Chicago, and he was hitchhiking on the side of a road going to and fro to a concert, and he got hit. And Quinn the song Quinn, that kind of speaks of like a new age messiah selling drugs and beating the mark of the beast back in the 70s, is basically what it really was. He and I, when we lived there at the Inkwells, and we did a lot of panhandling together, we met a number of musicians when we were hitchhiking on the road, and basically I witnessed and knocked on the doors as we walked by them, as the Fed sat in their cars, their police out in the field cars with the license plate. You know, would you ever used to see a Fed with a couple suits sitting in the car? Well, we just tapped on their car to, hey, hello, hey, how are you? And we'd walk by them, and because they were monitoring us when we were down at the swim hole, and we lived there for months and months at a time. And we'd go out to Fairfax, and we'd panhandle there. And we'd go into Sausalito, and we'd panhandle there. And he had a cult following. He had a lot of people that knew who he was, and he had a little following. People would bring him change and bring him things. And that was what it was like in the 70s, you know, at least in Marin County, where, you know, Marin County's always been known for the exodus from the hippies that wanted to leave San Francisco, Haight-Ashbury, to get out to where they could live and be away from the pigs. Remember the terminology, the pigs was big, because Haight-Ashbury, they were going to build a steel seclosure fortress around the whole Haight-Ashbury and lock all the police out and just have their own little world. That never turned out. So what they did is they made an exodus. All the hippies and all the heads and all the people with their families and stuff, they got on their buses and their yellow buses and their cars. They packed up and they moved to Marin County. The places they moved to Marin County were Fairfax, Forest Knolls, Lagunitas, Olema, Bolinas. They moved all out there because the cops, the pigs, could never get out to them in time to, you know, to bust them for anything, because there's like four or five sheriffs on a highway. They planned it all perfect, and that's what my mom did and we did. So that was the first time that I really heard. And, you know, this guy took me home and he talked to my mom, and he verbalized that, you know, he worked with the government, government officials, and they were monitoring me. That was a verbal confirmation. You don't get verbal confirmation too many times when you meet targeted individuals. You'll get people that have been able to verbalize that with you.
Wow. Yeah, that's very true. People suspect a perp, but to have one actually say, yeah, this is what I do.
Through the years, there's always people that said, oh, you know, you were in a mental hospital. He probably said that so you wouldn't run away. No, the guy knew I was a runner. Everyone knew I was a runner. Any kind of excuse they come up with, I always have a good, pretty good answer. And like, there's some answers you can never beat, but most of the answers you can make them rethink what they're saying, and they can figure out from there if they're blowing steam or they're trying to test you. But
oh,
the
yeah.
thing of it is.
Well, hold on there, Wayne. We have to take this commercial break, but back around to your story on the other side. So, guys, please stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Yeah, this is the Red Pill Hardcore. I am your host, V. And tonight we have with us Wayne Morin Jr. from Conspiracy TV and Napa TV. I want to say, guys, you it's an honor to have him on the show. And for those of you listening who want to talk to my honored guest on the after show here in about 30 minutes, please call in. Phone number 800-313-9443. And please correct my plugs there for you in case I got those wrong.
Well, the plugs you got... It's at Napa Valley TV, channels 27 and 28. That's a public access. And I'm on Friday night. I have my own segment. It's called Sign of the End Times, What Would Jesus Do? So if you go to WWDJ, Sign of the End Times, WWJD, if you go to the archives on the Napa Valley TV, you could go into the archives and type that in, and you'd find all my older shows, the shows that I've done with, you know, past guests, whether it be whomever it might have been, Scott Hensler or, you know, Karen Stewart or, you know, whomever it might have been through the years that I've done the archive shows. And then you have my website that you kind of plugged wrong. It's Conspiracy Network TV. It's not Conspiracy Network.
Okay. There we go. And Scott Hensler and oh wow, Karen Stewart, two wonderful people that you got me in contact with and had some great shows and very insightful people, people who have driven everything to the point of which we need to all be getting. And I want to go ahead and throw in here how as a spiritual person, did you come to understand that this was your persecution was a technological shadow government assault? Was it? Did you get the idea from the perps that deliberately told you, or did you do some research to the science? I mean, how did this all come about for you?
Well, I'm glad you got that. That's sort of a lengthy question, but I always smelled the, you know, even children, they know when something, they're like, there's somebody behind, or there's somebody playing in the bushes and you're not going to go there, or like, I'm not going to go into that laboratory bathroom. It looks like all the other ones, but I'm not going in that one. And then later on, you find out the reason why you should. You're glad you didn't go in there because there was a. Let me see. Maybe a. Somebody left some bottles of beer or something open in there, you know. And you're very happy because, oh, I'm glad I didn't go in there. Then, you know, children have that Holy Spirit that's looking out after them. I always had the understanding of somebody was looking out for me and someone was helping me. Now, am I a saint? Am I somebody special? No, I'm a sinner just like all the rest of the people in the world. There ain't nothing special about me. I'm dirty just like everybody else. But when I make mistakes, I go ahead and I apologize for them and I fess up to them as fast as I can, try to get that over with. You know, but the thing of it is when I was growing up, I always knew there was things on side. There was always things that were so strange. I'd go to school and I get suspended from school because girls were writing me notes and letters. Girls were handing me little notes and things, and I get suspended from school. Or I'd go to school and, you know, somebody asked me to do something and I wouldn't want to do it, and then I felt bad about it. But then I'd be the one to get in trouble, you know. So I knew that there was something from the, or I get accused of setting a fire in a bush and my mom would make me smoke a pack of cigarettes. I said, this doesn't even make any sense. Somebody lit a fire, but you're making me smoke a pack of cigarettes. So I always knew there was a bigger madness that was going on. And I started putting that together at a young age. And the things of it is, I'm glad that I did. I wasn't always perfect on my calls that I made. How can a child be perfect? But, you know, lucky I'm saved today and have Jesus in me, and we can use those stories to bring others to Christ. And that's what we want to do. You know, that's our main focus. You know?
All righty then.
Okay. Go ahead, Rob.
Wow, just thinking of the different kinds of targeting that I've been going under lately, it's been hell. You know, when you speak out, you definitely shine the spotlight on you. What do you think, Dr. Kelly? You've been very quiet.
Yeah, I wanted to give a lot of thought to the questions. I really appreciate the depth and the, you know, just the amazing depth of this guest and the topic. And I was hoping that you might out the state hospitals here in California where this went on or where it's possibly still going on. And if you would name, then we can shame and we can defame those people a little bit and, you know, shine the light on those particular locations. And an odd thing that I've noticed in looking at city budgets, county budgets, it's not just the state hospital, but now each county feels entitled to set up a quote-unquote mental health program and director, and then they're just throwing hundreds of millions of dollars into drugs and torturing people. I mean, it's really ridiculous. And, you know, thank you for going through it with such a, you know, such the big picture and this lasting purpose thing. And so do please name the state hospitals if you know and are familiar with them. And thank you.
Yes, well, Dr. Kelly, thank you. Nice meeting you and nice talking to you tonight or being able to communicate with you for the first time. I've seen you on a number of podiums lately, and I'm glad that you're all fired up and out there on the front lines fighting the good fight. It's always good to have more people out there exposing what people haven't been able to basically get in there and talk about, especially some of the things that you've witnessed and you've lived through yourself, and you're targeting yourself. So I would truly appreciate that, and that's no problem for me to go back and name the state hospitals. You know, those state hospitals that I was at, when you go ahead to Google them, you're going to say, uh-oh, Django, these places are notorious for mind control, experimentation, and the information about them go back so far. It's especially, you know, I'm in wine country, okay, in wine country. And in wine country, we have the globalists, the big winery owners. Now, a lot of people know about the dumps and the tunnels going under. That's an entirely different show, and no one's leaning this way or that. But the names of the staff members was, of course, it was Mike Statton. Like I said, his name was Statton, and he was a veteran. He was a military a veteran from Vietnam. He fought in Vietnam. He smoked marijuana with my mom and myself numerous times when I was 13 years old. I was on M6. That's the children's division. And the hospitals that these things went on are simple to say. They're a Atascadero. They're a Patton State Hospital. They're a Metropolitan State Hospital. And their Napa State Hospital. Stockton was also a big, big, juicy mind control. And then there's Vacaville. Vacaville is notorious for the different governments, especially with different LSD and microwave technology being used in there. So these are all things that, you know, through the years, in my book, Razor of Madness, which is on Amazon, which you can purchase. It goes ahead and it's sort of like my history of my life and put into about 300 pages my little stay at the hospital over the last 20, 25 years and sort of scenario of my life. It's all there. And the thing of it is that I mentioned those places also. So those places are all state mental hospitals is nothing but mind control. It's all about mind control. It's what we're seeing now in society. It happens in there first, and then they unleash it into society. They practice on the patients in there, and then it happens in society. This whole thing with all these different laws and things and holding things up happens in the hospital before it comes out to the street. The whole thing, the DOJ went into the hospitals and changed all the hospitals, and before the same thing that are going on now with this Trump and this Pelosi kind of Newsom thing here in California, it's the same thing that went on inside the state hospital before it happened. They're doing the same thing. They're practicing and using it for like a psyop, and then they're placing it in society to be a social engineering and a program for the people for the citizens, for the herd mentality of the citizens. And they're experts at this. This is what they get trained for. They practice on making people think and do what they want them to do. You know, one of the things that I'm really sad that they weren't able to do is you still can't find too many psychologists even that will admit that targeting it with the technology and all the different types of proofs and evidence you can give them, even with a home Wi-Fi, you still can't get them to admit that that is a type of weaponry and it is damaging to the effects of the people of a household in some nefarious way. You still can't have them believe it. They just won't believe it because it's a cash cow for them, you know? It's about, like you said.
It's a cash cow?
Yeah, a cash cow for them.
It is a cash cow, and I will tell you, yes, the majority, but if you go out and pick out those special individuals, I have ex-CIA psychologist that, like, yeah, okay, you went to the program, and I've got some ex-CIA, ex-FBI whistleblowers, well, have not gotten a chance to whistleblow, most of them who have agreed to come out about the stuff, started getting some very serious health problems, heart attacks and things like that. So CIA death rays, as you would know. There are some civilian ones out there that are coming to the understanding, and it's an awakening process. I think it's going to take a little bit more time and a little bit more evidence to get out to people. So I don't think we should completely forsake these people, because we are making that transition, and this stuff can only last so long in its current form, because we are making that transition from old superstitious beliefs to science. Psychology in itself, as much as I've studied it, I can tell you is a pseudoscience. Neuropsychology, on the other hand, is a real science. And that is what the intelligence agencies have ahead of us. While we're still looking at, you know, astrology, they have astronomy. Just to put that into perspective for those who are listening, we have the pseudoscience while they have the real science. But it's coming out in the open, little by little. I'm glad we have you here on the forefront with us to get this looked at, for sure.
And I'm happy to be here with all the viewers and listeners and just the people that are on the phone with me tonight. It's a reality that, you know, we want to basically be able to be a support when we can. It's just that you and I both know that, you know, with three pacemakers, a big valve, and high blood pressure medicine and all this, and my attacks that go on 24 hours a day, I had Scott Hensler down here stay a number of days with me, and know, even Scott, when he was at my house here, you know, he couldn't believe. He, you know, I don't know if anybody's ever seen Scott Hensler's vehicle that he's got with all the wires and all the different gadgets on it, and he uses it for four-wheeling and everything. He was down here, and we went to have coffee, and somebody picked the lock in his car, and he's a retired police officer. So for somebody to show total disrespect to a law enforcement, well, actually, he's a man of God now. He's a deliverance minister, but at the same time, for them to just break into his car and leave his door open, and he's got every kind of nook and cranny and gadget on it, alarms and everything, and left the door open, it's like he realized the kind of targeting that I was going through. And then everywhere we drove here when we were in town, we see the same people up on the same block, and how did they get there? I mean, how did they get there from where we were just at, you know? So, yeah, these things are real. You know, they're evidence, and just keep me in your thoughts during the day. Better the prayers than the thoughts, but you know, my targeting is horrific, you know, and it's relentless. It's deprivation and food and everything that they can do. You know, I'm 63 years old. I got 3 pacemakers, a pig valve. I mean, I've had my whole heart taken out of my chest and replaced a valve on there already, you know? And even though those are more like science nowadays, they're happening like people coming off the hotcakes. This happened a number of years ago, and my health is, people they're trying to kill me. Every day they try to kill me. They set out to kill me, you know? I'm sure a lot of you feel the same way, and you know about it. I'm here for you all, you know?
Yes, I've survived a couple of burner attempts.
Easy on me when we're talking.
Yeah. Yes, well, I'm glad you're still here. I'm glad you're still kicking. Again, are lucky to have you here with us still. And I want to get more collaboration with you. I want to get more collaboration with as many people as I can. And I definitely want to have the religious community sort of wake up. I've done a few shows where I have some spiritual leaders. I've had Pastor Steve, I've had Scott Hensler, you know, I've had some well-known people who know. And yeah, it's safe to say, yeah, it's the devil, but that's just not the end of it. The devil is in the details. The devil's in between the lines. And you got to know, it's not just the devil, but the devil's got tools. And you need to know who are making those tools, who he commissioned to make those tools, whose minds he's corrupted to use those tools, etc. Because you can blame the devil all you like. The devil is sitting back in his lounge chair while his minions do the work. Don't you agree?
I agree with that 1,000,000,000%. I don't think there's one targeted individual out there that would feel different unless he's one of those sheeps that, you know, they just don't get it, but you're not going to say, hey, why don't you get it? Because, you know, it's that one sheep that just don't get it, but they're one of us, you know? So you know, the thing of it is that that's exactly what he's doing. He's like that. It's an omnis omerendi, or however you say that, omnis omerendi. You've got the whole thing going around and spinning. It's just one crime, one criminal event, one disaster after another. It's like a tornado or a hurricane, or you know, tornado of just criminal things going around and around all day, spinning all the time. You know, and his power, and he has the power to do that while he's here on this globe. But he's going to continue to do it. He's not going to let up. He knows that the people that he's got working for him, he's got them hooked in. I'm just so thankful to God that I don't take drugs or use alcohol or any of those things, those vices. I'm just so blessed because I used to be all up in that stuff when I was a youngster, you know, and I just pray for those men and women that are still on it and want to be out of it, because it's so everywhere now. It's in everything. You know, I looked at one of those. Have you ever seen those catalogs that you get in the mail? And, you know, they usually have, like, you know, I'm going to go ahead and say this to the viewers. You know, they got, like, where you put your false teeth, and they got the bibs for your grandma, and they got the back scratcher and stuff. And every other page I turned is hemp of vera this, a hemp of vera that, a hemp of lotion, a hemp of this, and a hemp of that. Now, I'm just like saying, my goodness, the scenario and the evidence and truth of how fast marijuana had become a reality in society. I mean, they moved it quickly to put that into everybody's walk in their movements and their daily walks. And, like, I'm going to go ahead and give a shout out to those men and women pertaining to, I thought it was going to be way worse. I thought the marijuana smokers were going to just be hella rude to people, like smoking it on the buses and, you know, just sitting in places where, you know, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give credit where credit due. The majority of the use and the people that like the marijuana and the pot and the weeds and stuff, that kind of stuff, they've been very, very kind and very blessed, and to the people and the populaces around where I live. Now, I know there's some states it's entirely different. Colorado, and there's a lot of states where the extortion and a lot of, you know, the type of marijuana mafia comes in. But it wasn't like that. I was thinking once marijuana became legal, it was going to be off the hook. Everywhere I went, it was going to be like smoking
well,
the laundromat.
Luckily for us, that is not the case. We have basically no time left in the show, but I want you to hang around and be here for the after show if you would like. Do you want to do that?
Yeah, I'll do that for you tonight.
Okay. We'll continue on in the after show, and we'll get to, you know, more information from you, maybe some callers. Hey, all you anti-Zionist listeners, I missed the night to call, okay? So...
Make love, people.
Yeah, really?
Yes,
really.
This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, B, and remember, in the land of surveillance, a man with third eye is king, so educate yourselves.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.